Hello everybody, this is Ali from donanımhaber.com, and today we have special guest, Mr. Mark Papermaster, who is the CTO, it means Chief Technology Officer for AMD, and maybe some of you probably knows him, also the former Apple Vice President in charge of the hardware engineering, or maybe, but I'm not sure. And Mark, first of all, thank you very much for being with us today. Actually, I cannot find the right words to describe or to show how I am happy to be with you here.
Well, we're very happy to be here. Thanks for having us join your interview here today. It's such an exciting time for AMD and the industry when you look at how technology is changing and creating whole new opportunities of how we use computing and visualization in our lives. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have some topics to discuss with you, and my first question is going to be about the VR, virtual reality. Mm-hmm. It is not a new technology, it is not a new concept, but probably with Oculus, last 3 years, we talked lots about the virtual reality, and probably next decade, we will talk more. So, yes. What is the importance of the virtual reality for AMD, and also for all kind of technology company and all people?
Excellent. Well, first of all, you're exactly right. Virtual reality, that technology, has been around some time. So we can say, why has it taken until now to have applications? Well, and really what you see right now is several technological factors that make it ready. Mm-hmm. One, you have the proper processing power. This is what we focus on in AMD. Mm-hmm. It's very strong compute and graphics capability at an affordable price. Second, you have to have the right software capabilities. It turns out for virtual reality, to create that content, what the people are using now is the same type of software they use to create games. And so now the software making is there. Also, the visualization to be able to get imagery. Let's say you want to do a news report in VR. Now there's inexpensive cameras where you can do a 360-degree surround capture of the images around you. But the last piece was what you said. It was about Oculus. It was about HTC Vive. It was about Samsung and Microsoft and Sony all coming out with head mount displays that allow you to experience this, again, at an affordable price. And that just began this year. So now you have all of the capability. And so it's about creating content. And now, so the market will take off as the content comes. And at AMD, we're committed to make sure that we have technology today so you have a good VR experience, but there's much more to go. Our roadmaps improve that experience at each generation to make it more seamless, to make it feel like you're really transported and you can't even tell the difference. Eventually, it will take some years, but eventually virtual reality will be very similar to the experience you and I have as we talk to one another. It will be hard to tell the difference.
So how AMD try to differentiate itself in virtual reality race, because everybody tried to enter the market, but probably we have some points. For example, Radeon RX 480 is one of the best graphic cards you can buy in the market right now for virtual reality. So how AMD differentiate itself in the virtual reality?
Well, the first thing we did to differentiate ourselves was help the industry to create these applications. Mm-hmm. All of the early VR, what you saw is people actually did not have a good experience. Mm-hmm. They would become sick, almost like a motion sickness after watching a virtual reality experience. Mm-hmm. And the reason was twofold. They didn't have sufficient engines, graphic engines, and so that was a problem. But also, you have to have the software to allow you to leverage, to use that hardware to have a good experience. 18 months ago, AMD put out what we call Liquid VR. It's a software development kit that made it easy for the developers to use the hardware to have a good experience, to not have the motion sickness, and to reduce any delay or as you move your head from side to side, that you don't have a lag in the performance. So that was one. Second, you mentioned the RX 480. When AMD Radeon RX 480 was released, we changed the game. It had been very, very expensive for previous graphics cards that gave you a good VR experience. We brought that price to about $200 US. Amazing. So you have VR ready, VR certified graphics card, $200. Much, much less than people could have before. So that's, we are committed, AMD, to accelerate the VR industry to make it affordable and a great experience.
The virtual reality is still the premium category because graphic cards are okay, but the headsets still so expensive for the mainstream customers. So do you have any projection about the future of the headsets? We will see the cheaper solutions in the market maybe near future.
I do. The initial systems, of course, there's are always, any time you see new products introduced in an industry, you'll see a premium price at the beginning. And then what you'll see is, as the production proceeds, the manufacturers are able to lower their costs and pass that savings on to the customers. Mm-hmm. That trend that you have seen in many other products will occur mm-hmm. for these headsets to experience virtual reality. Mm-hmm. So you will each generation see two things. You'll see improvement on the high end. You'll see new features and capability being added, and those will still remain a premium price. Mm-hmm. But the previous generations, you know, at each turn will become much more affordable.
Other point is the content, because virtual reality, nothing without the content. So
yes.
To be honest, AMD is gaining momentum day by day with the RTG group. So, but the developer relations is slightly different kind of things. What are you doing right now for the developer side? We will see more AMD-friendly content in the future, not just for the virtual reality and for the, all kind of games gamers.
Well, we're very focused on the developer relationships. It's critical for us. AMD is really a phenomenal gaming platform. Let's start with the gaming industry. So we have an entire team working with the game industry. You'll see new releases of our graphics drivers regularly that optimize performance as new game titles come out. So very close relationship, optimizing so you get the premium experience, the best experience on AMD Radeon. Mm-hmm. That will repeat for virtual reality. That same team is working with the virtual reality content creators. We are working with them to optimize, just like we have tuned our products so that you can run, if you run, look at DirectX 12, DX 12, great performance on AMD Radeon. You'll see the same. In fact, many of the virtual reality content creators are using similar approaches that the game creators use, similar software. So it you'll see us grow our relationships exactly as we have with gaming, and companies like to partner with AMD. That's our strength.
You mentioned content creators, and I think virtual reality also has a huge potential for the content creators. So you also launched the new products for the professionals, I mean especially for the content creators. Let's talk about a little bit the professional graphic cards from AMD.
Yes, it's a great question. So to help spur content creation, we actually launched a new brand for AMD mm-hmm. called Radeon Pro.
Yeah.
Radeon Pro is exactly tailored specifically for content creators, mm-hmm. Giving them the right engine capability, the right performance, mm-hmm. As well as the software tools needed to create content. So we have created a special group to work with those on content creation mm-hmm. and make sure that whether it be CAD tools, generation of imagery needed for virtual reality. Again, some of these game engine software companies are now having that work for virtual reality. Mm-hmm. All of them are. So we have tailored to run Radeon Pro. Here we are at the IFA mm-hmm. Convention here in Berlin and had the opportunity to give a keynote presentation mm-hmm. here. And actually, the entire display, it was beautiful graphics, was run on Radeon Pro. Mm-hmm. So we are using our own product to create a very beautiful and rich mm-hmm. visualization.
Actually, it is good to hear that. And to be honest, I can't wait to see the Zen-based CPUs from AMD. And actually, I already published the video which inside the deep dive analysis of the Zen. But let's talk a little bit about the Zen.
Okay.
What will we see in the future about Zen-based products from AMD?
Well, first, let's for your viewing public, let's talk about what Zen is. Zen is our brand new x86 high-performance CPU processing core. And we started this project almost four years ago, because we wanted to get back into a leadership performance. We'd always had excellent CPU energy processing. You see that in our PCs. You see that in game consoles. We partner with Microsoft, Sony to provide CPU and graphics for game consoles. But we wanted to be back in high performance. So that's what we've done with Zen. And you ask, well, when will we see that in products? We actually are sampling this product with our customers today. So they're starting that test process. We've demoed this to the public. Excellent performance. We'll start with high performance desktop systems early in 2017, so actually just months away. We believe we'll be very, very competitive. We don't put out the actual performance specifications until we release the product, but we're quite confident. In fact, we showed a demo running with our competition's highest end desktop, and we ran a Blender benchmark, so a wide range of type of workloads that's running, and we showed that the Zen processor with identical graphics card to our competition, identical memory, ran this Blender, a very demanding application, and actually beat our competition. Not by a large amount, but beat the competition. So that tells you that we have fully achieved the high-performance objective that we set out to do with Zen. And this is exciting for the industry. The industry wants to see that type of competition out there. So we'll tell you more and show you even other areas that I think you'll be quite excited to see how Zen improves the performance and the experience for our customers.
So, Mark, before ending our interview, do you have any message to Turkish customers? Because you have many fans in Turkey, so maybe you want to tell something to Turkish customers and readers.
Yes, I'd love to. What I can tell you is AMD is very excited at this point in our history because we've been working the last several years to create a kind of graphics processing capability and a kind of CPU processing capability that can create new experiences for you. So as we bring out these new products, we think you're going to see tremendous gains in your experience. And I want to tell you that what's coming with virtual reality and other applications will open up whole new types of usage that you can have for this technology. We look forward to your feedback, but we think you'll be very, very happy with our new products.
Perfect. Actually, I am so excited to see new products from AMD. Mark, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here and talking to you.